With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Forecasters admit Hurricane Melissa is one nasty storm, maybe one of the worst in ages. It is a Category 5 heading straight toward Jamaica right now with heavy flooding, landslides expected, as well as widespread damage. In the meantime, this storm has already been blamed for at least six deaths in the Northern Caribbean. Democrats and Republicans continue trading the blame over the government shutdown as it approaches 28 days. Furloughed Department of Defense worker Humberto Lopez says he's feeling the pinch financially.
It's starting to get real. You know, we just missed the paycheck, so definitely moving money around, playing money games, and you know, you can't sustain this for much longer. I mean, at some point you're just going to dry out your savings and all that, and you know, when you have kids and daycare and mortgages and all that.
More reaction. Russia testing a new nuclear-capable cruise missile, moving closer to deploying it. President Trump, though, says Russian leader Vladimir Putin needs to correct his priorities.
I don't think it's an appropriate thing to Putin to be saying either, by the way. He ought to get the war ended. A war that should have taken 1 week is now in its soon fourth year. That's what he ought to do instead of testing missiles.
President Trump, on one of his busiest days of his Asian trip Tuesday, he greeted the new Japanese prime minister, also speaking to hundreds of U.S. troops on board an aircraft carrier and mingling with a number of business leaders as well. Meanwhile, tensions between the U.S. and China appear to be cooling somewhat with a trade deal, we are told, possibly still in the works. This is SRN News. Some good news from America's Protestant pastors.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, things are looking up from an economic perspective. The survey finds that a little less than half of clergymen say the economy is having a negative impact on their congregation, down from two-thirds who said the same thing in the last year of the Biden administration. Lifeway reports 37% of Protestant pastors have seen giving go up this year, 39% say it has stayed the same, 20% say it's down. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz calling on Christians to fight anti-Semitism. Addressing a gathering of the group of Christians United for Israel, Cruz warned of growing anti-Semitism among political conservatives. He says, "I'm here to tell you in the last 6 months I've seen anti-Semitism rising right in the way I've never seen it in my life." This is SRN News. Estonia's foreign minister visiting Ukraine's embattled capital of Kyiv earlier Monday. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports that visit taking place as Ukraine urged delivery of 10 Patriot missiles to strengthen its defense capabilities.
Estonia's foreign minister, Margus Tsahkna, says his country is working closely with the US and European allies to weaken Russia's war economy through sanctions and tariffs.
We are cooperating very closely with UK. We are cooperating very closely with President Trump.
Also at the talks, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Andrei Sybiha stressed the importance of receiving at least 10 Patriot systems as soon as possible. He added, air defense was a key issue discussed during talks between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Donald Trump. I'm Charles Tillesma.
More details, srnnews.com.